data included PSA recurrence defined as 0.4, correct?
0.2.
Use 0.2 as
a single 0.2 would be recurrence, which is actually something when you start looking at the Catan nomogram, it predicts based upon 0.4. So if you're doing a study on an adjuvant and you're in your clinical trial going to define recurrence as 0.2, you are probably going to see slightly worse outcomes than the Catan. And that's why I think the data showing with Ataxotere that it was better than the Catan using a lower threshold, you would think just based upon that it should be worse. Ataxotere showed it to be significantly better. Obviously, it's not a randomized, but was extremely exciting.
So the question is, could you go back and extrapolate to earlier levels? In other words, what happens at 0.1 if you double to 0.2? Is that accurate at that level, or do you need to wait to go from 0.2 to 0.4 to say it's a doubling, it's real, and it's occurring fast?
The textbook answer is you need to wait to 0.2 because that's all anyone's ever done. It's not been looked at.
You couldn't look at your own data?
We can, and that's what we're in the process. They don't have a whole lot. The Hopkins data is late 80s, early 90s. They're not a lot of great ultra-sensitive where you'd want to go not just 0.1 to 0.2, but really 0.10 to 0.12, 0.12 to 0.15. So you need to look at ultra-sensitive data sets, which there are, those exist. My bias is, again, that patient with the rapid doubling time is going to declare himself very early, and you're going to see it. It's going to be 0.05, it's going to be 0.1, it's going to be 0.2 in a matter of a couple three-month readings. And by the time at 0.2, the writing's already on the wall. The guy who started at 0.01, you know, Tom saying, I don't know what to do with him, but 5 years later, he's now at 0.2, kind of slowly moving up. I already got a sense that we're dealing with a long doubling time. Now, is it 15 months? Is it 2 years? Is it a year and a half? I don't know, but it's probably on the longer side. So again, I can use it as a general guide. I just don't put a lot of exact faith on the exact number.
Just one final question.
Yeah.
Is anybody aware of any trials that are being developed based on this data? Because it seems like that's the place to start as soon as possible with either hormones or chemo or combination. I mean, you've got the bad group. You know which ones are going to die quick. You don't have to wait 15 years to answer a question.